Cliffcentral.com.
Good afternoon, or should I say good morning, and welcome to the weekly mashup. My name is Tanisha Masha, and I'm with the lovely
Candace Mama.
By the way,
it's my birthday.
Can I sing for me?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. President. Happy birthday.
Wow. Before the cat dies.
That was epic. Thank you so much.
Anytime.
The big 2-5.
The big 2-5. How does that feel?
It feels like I'm getting off the market slowly but surely. I'm passing blesser age, which is a problem.
No, don't say that. You're not passing blesser. You're actually at the very right age.
No, I'm at that age where I'm about to fall off.
How old are you turning now? Can you tell the people?
I'm 25.
You're 25 today?
25 today, yeah. Can you freaking believe it?
That's like... I married my first wife when she was 25, you know. And I think my second one as well.
From your lips to God's ears.
You know, so...
My first like, marriage come and go too.
No, I'm not saying it was come and go. But it's like it's about time, girl. I mean, this...
Damn.
You know?
I know. No, because I've got a life plan. So I'm going to get married a couple of times. You know, so I think the first one needs to be making his way, you know.
Yeah, no, the first
me.
One, like, seriously needs to be, like,
yeah.
At least asking for permission. Or at least right. Dating you by now. You know, like, just on some, we're just shagging. I don't know where this is going. That's all we ask for.
Well, firstly, before it gets there, it needs to be like, will this marriage sustain me? Because it needs to be a good foundation for the rest of the marriages. It's not just easy, it's a game plan.
This is not just a learning curve marriage. This is a set up financially marriage.
Exactly.
I think that's build usually your second or third marriage.
No.
I think you're rushing into this.
No. I think people get it all wrong. They marry for love the first time.
Exactly.
Wrong. No. As a woman, the first time should be financial. Second time, love.
And then the third time?
The third time, then it just becomes just like
fun.
A toy boy. Like,
oh, you so don't even need. First time money, second time love, third time for fun.
Yeah, but then, I mean, by that time, I'll be like, what, 50?
Okay.
Then I'm good.
So you know that you are funding the toy boy's life at that point. The third one is you're the funder. You're the blesser.
It can be a rotating door after that. Like,
I think
don't
it's only fair, because you've got a leg up in the world. Someone gave you a leg up, so you go somewhere else. It's just like, they
this
come and go.
Terrible.
You're just helping the youth of South Africa.
Yeah, I'm the blesser this time.
Yes, you're helping guys start their businesses. You know, they just gotta go through the door.
You see?
The magic door. The crimson door.
Oh my gosh. No.
How
but
dare
I mean,
you? So now when you're nice and old.
Look at us.
So that's what you're gonna do. So now, while you're young, only one guy is gonna have the fun parts. And then when you're old,
my gosh.
It's for everybody.
Oh,
it's
wow.
The village.
I can't believe you're turning my birthday into this.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, let's just like look at it practically, because I think it's only fair that you do it the other way. I try to do it the other
way.
I tried at my peak.
Yes.
That's when I was very generous. You know, I was like, the entire village can come and go through the crimson door. And as I'm getting older, I'm like, maybe the entire village doesn't want to anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm going to try and keep it to one or two people.
They don't want to. That was the magic phrase.
So how do you think that? Why do you think they want to when you're my age? You're like, ugh, you're old.
I'm playing.
Because that's like 20 years
ago. You know why I don't think I'll ever have a toy boy? Because I always want to feel like I'm the youngest in the union. I always want to feel like no matter how old I get, I'm the young one. No, I'm kidding.
It's very possible. I mean, like, when you're 50, there'll be 80-year-olds or so. You're like, hey, baby.
Looking at me like, hey. All I need is companionship.
Slender never get tired.
Oh, man. Guys, I hope the listeners know by now that I'm messing around.
I hope so. Because otherwise, like, what you have become is
be
the
so
world's
sad.
Greatest hoe.
With a game plan.
Who never gets laid. That's amazing.
They're like, that's why her ass stays single.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe for the 25th, she'll get a man.
Exactly. And you're like, wait, that's exactly what I'm looking for. It's really not happening like you think.
No, guys, I play around a lot, but I'm so happy to be 25. Eh? Like,
she
seriously,
doesn't really, guys.
Yeah, I'm not a hoe. I'm not looking to, no, you know, get financially maintained. Nothing.
And in fact, to be honest with you, it's not like, you know, there's gonna be shits and giggles here. She likes to be asleep in bed, or at least in bed by 9.
That's what why are you snitching on me?
That's what you're. Well, that's what you're,
starting the
that's
truth
what you're
now?
Buying into. I'm just
why
saying,
are we telling
that's
the
life
truth now?
That you're gonna be living. You're like, ooh, Candy, she's out there, you know, one after the other. And then you're the guy who ends up with her, and like, but it's 9. Why are we going to bed?
Mm-hmm. They say, what, behind every beautiful woman there's a man
who's sick and tired of her crap. Like, he's had it. He's like, he's had it. He's like, can she please cheat on me? And then run off with this guy.
Can he please take her off my hands?
I know what that's like, though. You know when you like you take your wife to functions,
yeah, yeah,
and you introduce her to like the biggest players in the room, and you're hoping that they'll like fall madly in love and like just leave.
That is
and they never do.
Wow.
Yeah.
No.
Like, she's still here.
This is not the conversation I saw myself having.
No,
one
it
day.
Wasn't. Sorry. So
you.
I'm sorry. This
no,
is
no,
your
no.
birthday.
No.
I should not be messing it up with my personal problems. I'm sorry.
No. No, I'm just saying, back in the day, I did not think I'd be sitting here at 25
yeah.
speaking about this. Of all things.
Is it? What did you think you were going to be speaking about at 25?
Oh my gosh.
What did you see yourself doing at 25?
Oh my gosh. I thought I'd have taken over the world. Like, I was
doing
25,
what?
I'm going to be like an international speaker, changing the world, a UN woman.
Okay.
And I'm on the road.
Yeah.
But I just didn't think that I'd also be talking about like
okay,
sex
what
most
age?
Of the time with you.
Yeah, well, when we're together. I mean, it's important.
and have this amazing show.
I'm teaching you.
You are.
It's
but
important.
Honestly, I'm so grateful that my life took a detour because I'd be so miserable.
And boring. And you wouldn't know about the sex things of the world.
I would not.
So at which age, because I'm going to interview you now.
Yes.
Which age were you thinking this?
Okay, so at this age, I was about 16. 16,
wow.
I was like, you know what? In about 9 years from now, this is where I'm going to be.
Okay, don't lie. You were thinking about your matric dance dress.
No.
Really?
Honestly, I was that serious kid,
okay.
Which is ironic because people listen to our show and they're like, oh my God, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Seriously, I was a very serious kid.
Okay.
I was like, I'm going to get out there. I couldn't wait to leave school because I was like, school is holding me back from changing the world.
Exactly.
Right?
Because with these classes.
I'm like, you're not even teaching me how to help starving children. Ooh. You know, ooh. All you're
okay.
doing.
So your ultimate goal is to be like a UN ambassador, helping people out there.
My
and
ultimate,
speaking
yeah.
And all that stuff, which you're doing, by the way.
I am. But my ultimate goal is actually to make an impact, you know, like to make a difference, to tell the untold story and to actually empower. That's my biggest goal.
So you got out of school and what did you study? Because you already
got
a degree.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I studied BCom Entrepreneurial Management. The worst.
Oh, okay.
The worst.
But why did you go into it then?
Because I wanted to prove that I was smart enough to
to
do
to
that.
To get a degree.
And then I was
so
like,
let's
no.
Pick some. This is pick one.
No. And then I was
but
like,
why did you pick that one? I mean, you could have picked anyone. You could have become a scientist.
No, definitely
drama.
Not. No, definitely not a scientist.
Like, drama is a good place to start. You need voice classes.
No, you know what happened? It was honestly just to prove to myself that I could get into a qualification like a BCom. Because I'm a talker, you know, I'm a communicator. So I was like, oh, but you know, I'm already, like, God bless me with us.
Yeah,
so,
it's your gift. Like, it's not going nowhere.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, then I was like, let me do the whole BCom route. And then I was like, no, mm-mm. After first year, I was like, nah.
Okay, but this is not like BCom, like you're just studying finance or macroeconomics. You're doing like entrepreneurial?
Management.
Management.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not actually like entrepreneurial and we stop there. It's
entrepreneurial management.
Who is hired by the entrepreneur to manage the business. Is that what it is? Because it sounds fancy, but really that's what you are. You're like a middle manager.
No, it was actually supposed to equip you with skills to run your own business,
oh,
you know,
okay.
because it's, I mean,
what
some
are those
people
skills?
Are born. Some people are born entrepreneurs, right? So they're people who can make something out of nothing, literally. And then there are people who
have to do
learn
entrepreneurial
the technical
management.
Stuff. Yes, and you can also be an intrapreneur, which is like inside a corporate company and you know, take lead there and you aim for CEO and you grow there.
Just tell me what they taught you because it sounds like that's the brochure. That's how they sold you.
Oh my goodness. It was human resources, how to deal with people.
How to deal with
economics,
people. That's great.
Stats, you
Let's
know.
Let's start with how to deal with people in the HR side.
You know.
So what? Like how to hire and fire. Like how to tell this person is going to be a good fit.
How to tell people are going to be a good fit. The laws that you have to follow. Because unlike America, you can't just call someone in and be like, okay, you're fired. Bye. Your
no.
desk is empty.
Yes.
No. So here you have to like follow procedure. You have to give them like 3 warnings. You know, they have to
rehabilitate.
Go through a disciplinary hearing. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just like, I'm not equipped for this shit.
Yeah, you caught them literally stealing your stock.
You could have seen them.
Yes, you like, could have seen them.
And then you still have to take them through a disciplinary hearing.
Yeah, you have to take them through some sort of rehabilitation.
Paid leave,
yeah,
because
paid
you're scared
leave.
They're going to steal more of your stuff, yeah. So you'd rather pay them to stay at home.
Yeah, like,
you know,
you'd rather stay home and sell the stuff. Hawk my stuff to your neighborhood, and I'll pay you for it, because I can't fire you right away.
But you know, can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
You know, we all plan our life, right? And we say, because 25 was actually, I wrote a blog about it. The blog was titled 25 and Dying. Very dramatic.
I read that. It really was, but it was very good.
Thank you. Mm. So when I wrote that blog, it was literally because I was having an anxiety attack because I was going to turn 25. And obviously everyone at home is listening like, bitch, please. But
yeah, but I don't blame you. I feel you. Like you're a Leo. You're driven. You're a go-getter.
Exactly.
25 is a big age for you.
It is. It is.
Yeah.
And not only is it a big age for me, it's the age my dad was when he passed away.
Okay.
So for me, I put the two together somehow and I was like, okay, firstly,
what have
life
you done?
Goals.
Yeah.
Precisely. If I had to die now, would I be happy having accomplished what I've accomplished?
Yeah.
Which is quite a few things and I'm very proud of those achievements, but it's not the impact I've made. You know?
I know. I've, you know, you did all this entrepreneurial what.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So you're kind of... You could put together a nice business plan for us. You're lucky, you know me. I mean, a lot of people don't. They wish they did.
They wish they were at your party, that's for damn sure.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a moment, though. And you put the two together. Like, your dad was 25, right? When he passed away. And I suppose he achieved something that I don't think many of us would necessarily want to achieve, but it certainly has given him a certain immortality, if you know what I mean, because he died a hero.
Yeah.
So why don't we put together a movie, girl?
On my daddy?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
I mean, like, straight up.
Telling. No, definitely. I think
like I'll do the creative side, but like I'm not good with that entrepreneurial
management. Are you
gonna play my dad? No, I'm a little bit over the hill for that now. Thanks though. I mean, I could lose some weight. I could go riding. They're doing amazing things with CGI these days. I could actually play him. I could. Actually, you know what?
Well, you're one of the most talented actors we've got in South Africa.
And it's a great story.
Right?
It's a great story.
So you could play my dad. We'd have to call someone for. No, but you know what? I can't get my family like. Involved in choosing who they are.
No,
because
it's not
just
their
too
business.
Much.
They
just
ends
too
with
much.
You.
And my mom would be like, her hair isn't even flowing the way it should.
You know what I mean?
She's not even like short enough.
And or I'm thinking like Pearl Tusi could play her mom, but she might.
Pearl Tusi's too tall. My mom is like short, hey.
Guy, this like, is like artistic life. You see, this is why all you're doing is just putting together a business plan. Then we kick you out the room.
Okay.
Us take over the creative side.
Okay.
But we'll look for someone.
We'll do that.
I'm definitely not getting an American, eh? To play your mom.
Oh no.
Okay. Like, I hope you tell your mom, like, if she's got...
She must manage your expectations.
Who's that one who was in Independence Day, the first one, and then she was, like, the mother in the
Vivica
second
Vivica A. Fox.
Yeah, like, we could have gotten Vivica, but it's the wrong time because we need your mom at what? How old was your mom at the time?
My mom was a year young, so she was about 24.
24,
I think,
And we're not getting Megan Good to come here and bumble through, like, the accent.
Nah.
And, like, then, like, you got your mom looking like Megan Good, sounding like she's from the DRC. Just one day. I know that's a dream.
Yeah,
I'd be like,
it's a dream.
But no, there's plenty of very good actresses
in Joburg. Exactly. Yeah. We'll just find them. We'll just go to like Westbury and do a casting call.
No, Westbury, I mean, we don't have to do that. They're out there. Don't worry. They're out there. They're, I think, Cape Town more like that. You know, I'll be happy.
Girls in
I'll be happy to do the initial casting, just to whittle them down from 1,000. To a couple of hundred maybe.
I'm sure you
And
would.
Then that's where we just leave it to the professionals.
I'm sure you
But
would.
The first 1,000, they must just go through my hands.
No, but seriously, I think that would be your gift to me.
Yeah.
Us doing this project.
But I think that would be a great... I mean...
That would be an incredible
See,
gift.
The thing is, that film is not just really about... Because people in your time... people, your generation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna use
just,
their
just
voice.
Use, yeah, please.
Okay, you don't mind?
I hope I don't sound like this.
We're tired of seeing struggle movies. Can't we just have a rom-com? Like something funny. Like, that's why we want to watch American movies. I'm like, shut up. Shut up, kid. Shut up.
Oh my gosh. But the truth is, I just don't feel our stories are being told the way they should be.
But that's why they're messed
focus,
up, right?
Exactly. We focus on like three main characters: Steve Biko, Nelson Mandela.
Number one.
We even leave out like O.R. Tambo.
Okay. It's just I'm gonna tell few. You if the Americans did your dad's story. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here's what it would be.
Okay. Denzel we would Washington.
Have probably Denzel would be like probably. First up, and then Denzel would like turn it down.
Mm.
And then they'd
because
get
because he'd be like I'm too old for this
yeah they'd get Michael B. Jordan.
Ooh, he's cute.
Yeah, just because of that, you know. And he just came off Creed.
Yeah.
And he'd be like muscular as hell.
I can see that
in a sporty like being on some yo so we're gonna go and then we're gonna save South Africa. Hey, we're gonna save South Africa. And he's jumping around and then he's like he's got a ripped t-shirt so you can just see like a six pack hanging out on the side. And it's like okay, my dad first okay. of all didn't speak like that. And like it's yeah. not about the six pack.
Yeah,
it's about
yeah,
what he
yeah.
stood for.
Yeah, I don't want them being like the dad was hot. Oh,
yeah,
man,
that's and
all.
That's it. There was no substance.
But why did they kill the staring? I don't understand.
Yeah, that's all. You see, yeah. No. Yeah. And so Michael B. Jordan would play. Like, okay. Me, and then they would probably have Megan Good, like I say.
That's my
like,
mom.
She's an up and coming bubbly. Mm. Or they'd like do something like counter, what we call counter casting.
Oh.
They'd get Lupita Nyong'o.
Oh know? Hell no.
And it would be like
my
Lupita,
mom would be devastated.
It would be Lupita in like a seriously like it would be a weave, you know, and then. And then they try and get her.
I
like,
can see my mom's face as she's listening.
Yeah, I hope she's listening to this. So they get Lupita, and then yeah. and I love Lupita. She's
yeah,
she's
yeah,
lovely.
She's amazing.
She's a
she
really
just
good
looks
person.
Nothing like my
did
mom.
Did I tell you that we worked
that you
together?
Met? Yeah.
yeah, yeah. No, we didn't just meet. We worked together. And like we did
thanks,
a couple of beautiful intimate
there.
Scenes. So I know her oh, very
where
well.
Where can we find these, by the way?
Hmm? Oh, Sugar. You can just watch Sugar, the MTV movie Sugar.
Sugar. Oh, okay. Well,
it's
I'll do
an old one. You know,
Sugar guys, download Sugar. Download Sugar. Lupita.
Lupita. Mm-hmm. So we get Lupita, right?
Yeah,
play your
yeah.
mom. Because
okay.
like, right now she's
artistic
bubbling,
license.
She's bubbling over,
okay.
you know.
Okay.
And she won that Oscar and she's African.
Mm.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
But then, like, Lupita has never really, like, been on the South African mm-hmm. scene. Then they tell her, like, your mom was colored. She kind of get that. Not in mm-hmm. wise, but she is. And then she go to Eldos of Cape Town and she would get the most colored accent that she can find. Okay, but it would be like also African and American at the same time.
Wow.
And she'd be wearing that weave, yo. She'd be wearing that weave.
Rocking
but like
it.
Dressed like in the 80s and stuff.
Okay.
And would just be all wrong. And
yeah.
then she'd be like, she would just be the damsel. Like she wouldn't even be like featuring. She'd just
no.
be there for the sex scenes. And then for the scene where it's like, oh my God, she passed away. That's it. And then we'd wonder why this movie didn't work. And we'd be like sitting there going, yeah, but you know, struggle movies don't work.
Oh
no, they do
gosh.
Work. No, here's a Tanisha Masha treatment.
Okay, go
okay?
on, yes.
Let me give you the treatment.
Mm.
So it's a story of a young man. We catch him. He's ambitious.
Okay, hold
he's
on.
He's smart.
Guys,
he's,
did you guys hear?
He's 24.
He put on movie voice. He just put on movie voice. But
yeah,
go
now
on,
get
go
serious.
Okay,
right?
go.
He's 24 years old. He's really ambitious. He's got his life planned out for him. He wants to do amazing things. Mm. He's met this amazing woman. They want to start a family.
Yeah.
And he really... Did he want to work in a bank? What was
no,
he?
No.
What did he want to do? You
no,
want
he
to
just
musician?
Wanted to survive. He wanted to survive.
No, but we got to give him something. Like, he had other plans. There
well,
was,
he loved music and he loved fashion. So I'm assuming those
I assume
two.
That he wanted to put those two together, right?
Because, yeah, I'm
but
the embodiment.
Mm. Yeah, but he can't. Because this life at this point, like the reality of 1980 South Africa. What was it? 1980?
Yeah, well, he passed away in 1990. 1992.
Let's even make it. It's 1988. Okay.
He passed away.
No, no.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it starts. We start in 1988.
Okay. Okay.
Because we're thinking, but 1998, surely this was over,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, yeah,
surely
yeah.
we were cool. Mm. Surely we were all just getting along, holding hands,
yes.
you know, singing Kumbaya.
Mm.
No, we weren't.
Mm-mm.
You couldn't just go to Durban as a black person and think you can get on the beach. There was a black beach and a white beach. And if
they
you get
were.
That wrong, you could end up literally in jail. This is 1988. And this guy, he's a lot younger then. Okay. Four years younger. So he's 21. He's just turned 21. He's handsome. He's ambitious. He's smart. You know? But he realizes, like, I want to do fashion. Door closed. Why? Because, like, black people do fashion. Oh, that's weird, but I can do fashion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And black people overseas do fashion. No, but the black people here don't do fashion.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's hard for him, you know? And then he's thinking, maybe I can get into this music thing. Just doors are closed. And he's like, I got to survive. But at the same time, I don't want to be, like, just a street thug.
Mm.
So I gotta make a difference because
yeah.
I never want the next generation to have to go through this. Bear in mind now it's 1991. He's met this beautiful girl. In fact, it's 1990. He's met this beautiful girl. They fell in love. He wants to do something more with his life. He wants to have a family. She falls pregnant and he really wants to do something
yeah.
but he can't
yeah.
and he has to choose. do I just decide to try and find something, even if it's mediocre, just to feed my family, or do I make a difference? He decides to make a difference, but he knows when he makes that decision, that it's going to cost him. He doesn't know it's going to cost him his life, but he knows it's going to cost him
a lot.
A lot. And he has this beautiful little baby girl.
He had my brother first. My older brother said that you didn't feature in the movie.
Sorry, I'm I'm doing this as we go.
Okay, go on.
So he's already got the beautiful baby boy, which is wonderful because like there's an air, so doosh.
Yeah,
we're done. At least the name will keep on going. Yeah. And it's beautiful family, and then there's this beautiful baby girl, you know.
Your daughter can definitely play me.
Yeah, I mean, she's a little light skinned now.
I was a light skinned kid.
Oh, you were?
She's just going to be a little older, but it's okay. Artistic license.
Hey, dude, like, we're going to make it work. Don't worry, we'll cut her hair. At least we can communicate sort of with her to shut up now. You can even play your mom. I think you should play your mom.
Oh, my gosh. I look nothing like my mom, but go on.
Oh, it's a problem. But who cares? At least not Megan Good. At least can you get the accent right though?
My mom's got a strange accent though. It's not fully colored, but it's not fully like.
And she speaks Tswana like at the same time, which is like, whoa. And her Tswana is like proper. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have to get someone else. Yeah, I might have to get someone like actually talented.
No!
I'm sorry. I was gonna hook you up, but I can't. I'm a god.
Ouch.
Sorry.
Ouch.
Okay, like, but check it out.
My old heart can't take it.
So the crux of the movie is when they decide to go off with, I'm going to say his boys, but they're not really his boys. They're like, they're together. They've all decided we're going to do something. They're on their way to Swaziland. Am I correct?
No, it was Nelspruit.
They're on their way to Nelspruit. What were they going to do there?
It was just like supposed to be just a quick in and out, you know, transporting some things, coming back. It was just
okay. So they're in this now. They're in this in Sabalazo. Mm. Okay, so he's decided. I'm sorry, babe. You know, I love you and I want to do well for my family, but I can't let things be as they are. I have to be in this in Sabalazo. And she's like, but you can see, you know, I mean, I also want to go to Joshua Door and buy new furniture. And there's this thing called a TV. Well, okay, they've had TVs for a while. I also want a TV and an Mnet decoder. And he's like, I'd love to give you those things, but I can't right now. I have to do this.
Yeah.
And she's like, okay, if that's what you want to do, I support you. And maybe she's like involved as well. Like one day the baby's strapped. Not only with the nappy, but the baby's literally strapped, carrying a 9mm in there, you know?
Wow.
And they're going through a roadblock on their way to a picnic, you know? And like the baby like dances or does something really cute, and the police are like, it's okay, you can pass through, it's fine, you can pass. You know, you liking this movie? Right?
Wow, it's something special, that's for sure.
And then the final night. This is the third act. So we've seen this, we've built it up. Everyone's wonderful, everyone's beautiful, everyone is just like cool people, and they're doing something bigger than themselves. But the third act is he has to go to Nelspruit with these guys.
Yeah.
And your mom is like, I don't really have a good feeling about this. So they fight about it, you know. Because you're like, he's like, but like, why are you doing this now? Like, why the drama? And she's like, no, I really have a bad feeling and I think you should stay home. I think you should stay home for a change. In fact, it doesn't even come across as this is the situation. It's just like normal relationships.
Yeah.
He's like, no, woman, don't tell me what to do. I gotta go. And these guys are like, hey, are you, what was your dad's name again?
Tell me. Vincent.
Hey, Vinny, bro, are you coming or what, bruh? I'm coming, guys. I'm trying to, you know, I'm talking to my wife. And then, you know, he comes in, he's feeling a bit sheepish because these guys are like, hey, Marawena, Mr. Romance, Mr. Romantic. And he's like, guys, you know,
what a costa, man.
Get now, go. You know, he's like, hey, guys, please, you know, don't come between me and my wife and stuff because, like, But before he goes, they sort it out, you know, they're kissing. I'll be back just now, babe. Don't worry, I'll be back. She's like, okay, Femi, that's how it's gotta be, you know. I'll be right here waiting. But she's got this premonition. And then they go off and Vinny never comes back.
Hey, credits roll.
No, credits don't roll just yet.
Oh shit. Okay. It's long. Yeah, okay, go on.
And it seems like, you know, all this has happened and it's really sad and it seems like it's the end of the movie. So it's a false ending, which I sometimes like.
Yeah.
And it seems like all is lost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then the last part, now it's 20 minutes. We've got to like move this. We've got to stretch this last 20 minutes.
Yeah, we've got to make
there's
it
the
work.
There's a funeral. It's sad. What's the widow going to do?
Yeah.
And she's got these kids. And the kids grow up. And the guy who did it gets caught and everything. So there's that, he got caught. But boom, even better. At the end of it, there's the daughter who goes to meet the actual murderer and they reconcile. And there's maybe a hope for this country that Vinny did something bigger than just going to Nelspruit. He really created an opportunity for that little tree. He planted a seed for that tree to become a baobab that we could all sit under the shade of as one rainbow nation.
Wow.
The story of Vincent Mama.
Wow.
He wasn't just a man. He was a man with a mission.
Wow.
Bum, bum, bum,
boom. Damn. Wow. That was epic. That was completely epic. I was
movie.
At the movies.
No, you were at that movie, right?
I was there.
You were chewing on that popcorn. You even went and got an extra
I even
Coke.
Forgot about the popcorn. Yeah, I was just yeah. like, you know when your hand yeah. floats in front of your mouth?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because there's an action in everything. Because like before
epic.
Before that whole thing, like we got to see Vinny, like, you know, Vinny could handle himself.
Yeah.
But he just bumped into the wrong kind of cats later on. You know,
damn.
These cats weren't playing fair.
Okay, that's awesome. That is quite the gift. Thank you. That was the best birthday gift ever.
I've got another one for you though.
You do? I'm waiting. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm
just. Oh, I was like, me.
No, not you. Just kidding. Okay, I got you, dog. Okay. I'm just talking to my phone.
Okay.
I talk to my phone a lot sometimes.
Okay.
Here we go. This is for you, Candy.
Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Candace.
Okay, you can come in.
Happy birthday to you.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was .com.
That was so beautiful.
Thank you, .com, for that. That wasn't
Thank
me.
You,
that wasn't
com.
Me. Just thought it was me. That was .com.
Oh, my gosh. That is so beautiful.
That
I can't
nice,
stop
huh?
smiling. Jeez, that was stunning.
Okay, so what are you going to do for your birthday?
Okay, so after this, I'm actually flying off to Bloem.
What are you doing in Bloem?
So,
the city of, you know, Bloemfontein is a city of roses.
It is.
So
I'm going to go celebrate my rosiness. Mm-hmm. I actually shot a documentary earlier this year, so they're airing it at the University
of the Free
State.
You shot a documentary?
I was in the documentary.
Oh, what is the documentary about?
It was actually talking about my dad's story. So it's actually quite a beautiful, you know,
really?
Summation of my birthday. Yeah.
It's your dad's story?
It is my dad's story. Just me speaking about my dad's story with
wow.
someone else. Yeah,
okay.
See ya.
Where are we going to see this documentary?
It should be coming up to Joburg soon.
Oh, so
but
it's like
it's
a
first,
feature film documentary so we can go to the
is.
Movies?
No. It won't be a feature film, but it will just be showing in galleries. So it should be showing in the Goodman Gallery soon. But I'll let you guys know. But I'm very excited.
Yeah, you got to let
that.
Us know because, you know, there's all this
gift.
Stuff, right? And honestly, we don't all read books.
Mm.
And we don't know our history.
Yeah.
And sometimes we take it for granted.
Mm.
We're like, oh, but can't we just get over it already and just be one? Stop talking about
Mm-mm.
apartheid, you know?
Mm-mm.
And I'm not saying that we should always go back there, but these kind of stories remind us of the humanity of both sides.
Oh,
like,
yes.
we, you know, other side messed up, we messed up, but the other side messed up more. Let's just be honest about that. The other side really messed up.
Yeah.
And people like need to know what they're sorry for, what they're really apologizing for. And we don't want to hear, I was there, but I didn't know about, no, you knew.
Union.
Like, why are there no black people living in your suburb unless they're there to be maids and gardeners?
Yeah.
You should know, like, if you have a brain between your ears, that it's because legally they can't actually live here.
Yeah. And it's easy to turn a blind eye. But I think sharing stories like this, you know, because initially it was very hard for me to actually share the story.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's like, you know, I'm realizing that it's such an important story to share because it's just it's a small snippet of what almost every South African has gone through, you know, especially black South African. You know, it's just a journey that has not been told from their perspective, you know. So,
and I also think that, you know, when we say things like, I'm going to exercise my constitutional right to go and vote, like, it doesn't matter who you vote for, but just something like that, the realness of it, like when you bring it home, is like there were actually, like when we say there were people who died for your for your right to do that, so don't take it for granted. It's real. It's not like some fairy tale. Like,
it's not like there are thousands of children dying in Africa. That's not the same analogy.
No, this is like real. So if you don't wake up and go do that, then it's like, what was the point? Like, Vinny could have just gone on.
Yeah.
And opened up a shop somewhere selling clothes.
That's the thing. But you know what I also find? If we don't share these stories, then we also lose our gratitude. Because
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Us are living this life of, we're living on a cycle. You know, everything is happening to us. None of us taking control of our lives. And when you think of how many people lost the opportunity to live so that we would be able to live the life of our dreams and chase our passions and dreams, then, you know, you become, you start looking at life differently.
Don't you think that as a 25-year-old, now we're going to get serious about this, you just turned 25, as much as you might think that there are a lot of things that you need to achieve, actually the reason why you need to achieve those is because somebody literally died for you to be able to just be given permission to achieve your ambitions. And so that means you have to achieve your ambitions. So
100%.
There's no time for you and blessings. I
take it. No, 100%.
Or is there a bit of space for a blessing?
No, there's room for a person who'll understand that my life, I'm on a journey. And my journey is, you know, taking me to change lives. And whether he comes in a form of a 25-year-old man or a 42-year-old man, whatever it is, you know, I don't really care.
We just open the scope, guys. You're 25 to 42.
Limit, cut off. But, you know, it's not, because my mind frame and what I'm doing with my life, I understand that a lot of 25-year-olds don't understand.
Yeah.
So that's why I opened the scope of my dating life, because I need someone who's settled enough within themselves to accept that,
but
you know,
even
I'm
that,
always on a journey.
Even that, like your romantic relationship.
Yeah.
Even that has to kind of be like awesome.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's sort of like, if it's not, then like you're not showing gratitude for the fact that you have the right to choose a man based on the fact that he can love you or not. It's
because
he can't really give you anything else, because you can do the rest for yourself.
Precisely. And you know what? I think in my life there's very little room for mediocrity, period.
Yeah, yeah,
so I surround myself with people who are doing something with their lives and who are happy, and you know, most of the time that are just good people. You know, and I feel like I'm not taking that for granted. So if you, if I don't speak to you, you must know my soul doesn't resonate with yours.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
So yeah. So I think everything in my life has become very precise, and you know, I'm very particular about who I allow into my space.
So having said that, you don't have time for depression and sadness and feeling sorry for yourself that you haven't achieved A, B, C, or D, because you got work to do, girl.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Precisely, yeah. Precisely. So I'm actually very excited, because I mean, see, honestly, I don't think, even though I always say, you know, this is where I thought my life would be, I'm very grateful for where my life is right now.
Yeah.
I get to sit with you, and I get to go to your Great Gatsby party, which was absolutely epic.
Right. Thank you.
It will be on Top Billing, by the way.
On the 1st of September. Thank you.
The most epic birthday I've ever been to, and I was so grateful in that moment. And
okay.
Even my best friend, I looked at each other like, "Are we here right now?"
Oh, that's so sweet.
You know? And it's just like, so I'm just very blessed in my life, so I'm not complaining.
And I must say, you know, I want to talk about you, because it's important. You're talking about young black women and their experience. That's, I think that's really important. We want to hear from you guys, especially you guys who are doing it, who, because you feeling bad about what you have not achieved means that you have the ambition to want to do more, whereas some people be like, "Ah, again, we've done enough. Just stop now. Get a man, have babies, and then just sit at home, and you must look after you."
Yeah.
So I mean, that's an important thing.
Yes, it is. I mean, you know what? Love is important to me. I won't lie. You know, I do want love, and I do want someone who will, you know, but compliment me. You know, compliment me in every aspect of my life. They need to be doing something, and they also need to have a bigger vision for their life. No matter what they've achieved, they need to want to make a difference. Because as soon as you're with someone who doesn't understand your need to make a difference, it causes complications.
Yes.
Because they're all about like, "I just need another car, I need another house, I need another this," and you're like, these things are nice and we can get them, but it's not pressing. You know what we need is to build an empire. What we need is to empower people. What we need is you know, to be different. And that's what, you know, sometimes I find is lacking.
Is that, does that make you, make it harder for you to be dateable? Because I say that,
yes,
you know,
yes,
with all due respect. Because,
no, please.
Like, maybe it's like, "Look, I'm here. Did you see my car outside? And let's go clubbing. And I just want you to be the pretty chick on my arm." And you're like, "Hold up. But I've got this other thing that we need to do." And a lot of the times we become now these people in South Africa at the moment that all the freedom that we fought for is just about the freedom to acquire material wealth that we're not making a difference with. You know, we're really not. We're just consuming in the most extravagant, unnecessary way.
It is. And you know what? I do like beautiful things. I don't want to lie. I love beautiful things. And, I, you know, I love I love living a certain lifestyle. But with that being said, I don't want it to be at the detriment of other people. And I also want to feel like, you know what, yes, I've got this nice house, I drive a nice car, whatever. But I'm also making a difference. You know, people are better off because I'm in the world and I'm breathing and I'm existing. So I'd rather that take a forefront in my life than all these fancy things and attending all these fancy gala dinners and whatever, and being that pretty girl who just smiles and makes light conversation at a table, you know. And that's why I think I find it so hard to date, because a lot of men do box you in. You know, they're like, oh, she's cute. Come. You know, just shut up. Don't say too much. Mm. Just say enough, but not too much, you know. Okay.
And having said that, I mean, your ambitions, I know that you're studying something right now. If you maybe can tell myself and anyone who's listening what it is that you're studying.
Okay, so right now I just signed up at Varsity College and I'm doing a BCom in financial management.
So you went
and
do it to another BCom?
No.
You did entrepreneurial management, now you're doing financial management.
Yes, because I wanted to focus more on, you know, I'm a consumer in a lot of ways, in my thinking, in how I behave and in how I spend my money. And I'm tired of being a slave to money. I want to know how my money is being spent. I want to know where it's going. And I don't want to be told how my money is being spent. And that's where I have a problem. If someone says, no, you had this much in your account, but this is why there's no money in your account, I have a huge problem with that because it gives me anxiety. So I thought to myself, okay, if I don't want to feel anxiety, then the only way I can do it is to educate myself on my own financial well-being. And that's the only way I can actually build and move forward.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, I'm a little weird like that.
So I can imagine if you find something after this that confuses you a little bit, you'll just go back to varsity, eternal student.
You know what? You never.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yes, but, I think, you know what? In life, I just feel like the only thing that you never lose is your education and your mind. Okay. You know, I'm cute now, but I'm going to age.
Yeah, and you know, better have some substance and a personality.
Precisely. Yeah. And I want to make sure that my mind is always in its peak form, you know, because if it's not, then you lose so much information. No matter how much you've learned, if you're not constantly updating your hard drive, you lose all that information. And I never want to be one of those people like, yo, no, I fell in love, I got married, I forgot that I learned anything, now I can't find a job, you know. Okay. I always want to be independent, even within a...
And your plan, just for the next year, how do you plan to put into place some of the things that you're thinking about doing, or you have ambitions to do? What are your short-term goals, and how do you plan to achieve those?
You know what, the oath I took to myself is to be more proactive, you know, because what I thought proactive, I thought I was being proactive, by just sending out proposals and by just doing certain things. But then I realized, you know, I'm still waiting on someone else to make my dreams a reality. So now I've decided that I'm going to go out actively and shoot these pilots for shows and stories and find my own guests and find my own... Because the biggest problem I've had in the entertainment industry is that I don't want to be just another face. I don't want to just be another girl. I want to be someone of substance.
Yeah.
And I want to tell stories from people who would not necessarily have their stories being told in a positive way, because there are a lot of people who've overcome in South Africa and we don't focus on those people. We're always focusing on, oh, I live in a shack, you know, whatever.
I don't want to hear that anymore.
Exactly,
please. I don't
exactly.
want to know.
But what you don't hear are the stories of the people that have overcome, you know, the people that
I used to live in a shack, but look at my mansion
now
and how many people I'm helping.
Precisely, because those are the stories that help empower other people, because they watch that and they're like, hey, that was my neighbor, you know, just a couple of years ago I would have known this person. And those are the stories I feel like we don't focus enough on. So now I'm actually actively looking for people and, you know, interviewing them beforehand and putting together a camera crew and just, you know, shooting pilots.
Awesome.
And even if it doesn't get shown on TV, I'll
put
it on YouTube,
precisely.
Because as long as the story gets told, I'm happy. And it will grow because people will gravitate towards it naturally.
That sounds awesome. I'm very glad to hear that.
And I'm still planning on doing this show, by the way. So don't.
I don't know if you heard my exhale, my big sigh. Never too big for the weekly mashup.
Never. This is like a highlight for me.
But you know, on my side, I really, you know, because I also just had my birthday and my birthday party.
Gosh.
And what I realized with that is there was a lot of negative energy around my party, celebrating not only my life, but celebrating the people in my life, which is really what I wanted to do. My party, and that's why I call it my 40th. Again.
Redo.
Because I never got to do it last year. You know, I'm a 75 baby. And last year, my daughter was born, which was like the greatest thing I could ever have
achieved. She's the most gorgeous
thing. She's lovely. And I was so excited that she could be there, you know, in a
and she brought so much
coat.
Joy. Oh my
gosh. And her tutu. Oh. And she was dancing for a short while before she had to go home and sleep. But there was a lot of negative energy around the fact that my party could not happen with everything that's going on in my life. And I had to make a decision. I literally, on Thursday night / Friday, a day or so before my birthday and my birthday party, I had to decide. I have a life that is worth celebrating.
Amen.
I have people in my life that are worth sitting in a room and have me say to them, I love you and I thank you for your love and support over the years. And you have made me who I am because you are so amazing. And I just took a leap of faith and I said, I'm just going to do this. And whether it comes, it happens, whether I can even afford it, because I actually ended up being the main sponsor.
No, really? Damn.
I'd like to thank my brother Dumeti for being the headline sponsor and coming up with the cash immediately so that we could make it happen. I'll pay you back, man, you know, as soon as I get paid. But I ended up being the headline sponsor. You know, sometimes I think what's great about God and what you're doing is you think that someone has to do something for you. If I don't have a sponsor, I won't be able to do this party or whatever. If I don't have someone to give me the funding, I won't be able to do the show. But you already have the resources within you to do it. It's just maybe sometimes the resources will just have to follow you as opposed to come before you. You know, and my motto my whole life, and now I've actually put it down in words and paper and people can see it, and I'm gonna keep it in everything. All my communication is dream, believe, create.
Amen. I love it.
And I believe that if we just do that, if we just, you first have to have a dream. Like, if you don't have a dream, you're not alive. You can't. This life is about dreaming. And I remember growing up, everyone would be like, oh, stop dreaming. Yeah. You're such a daydreamer, whatever. Yes, I am. Without that, you can't create. You can't believe and then create. Yes. And then from there, believe enough in your dreams. Like, you have all these dreams, believe. If I was talking to you and you're my 25-year-old self back then, I'd say, believe enough in your own dreams to give yourself a chance to create.
Wow. That's beautiful.
And what you're doing right now, you decided, I'm not going to, like, writing proposals, that's what I used to do as a youngster as well. I wanted to be sponsored. I want to have a sponsored car and blah, blah. And I believe that God said to me, why don't you just make enough money to buy the car you want?
Yes.
You know, and you're there going, I want someone to give me the funding to do the show of my dreams. And God's saying,
maybe you should just do it.
Why don't you just do the show of your dreams? Then you won't be beholden to anyone.
Precisely.
And when you decide that that's a direction you're taking, you don't have to consult someone else who's like, well, you know, according to the statistics, shows like that don't really work.
Precisely.
And then you do someone else's show. So go for it, man.
Oh, man, I love that advice, dude. This has been one of my favorite shows, and obviously because it's my birthday.
Yeah, it's your birthday show. Happy birthday.
Thank you, see, that's amazing. Yeah. But I love, you know, that advice. Yeah.
I think we all have something amazing to offer. We really do. But it goes without saying that we still should say to one another, yes, we all have something great to offer. But I know that you have something great to offer. You know, and there are a lot of people who are going to come up against that. That's the same negative energy I felt, right? Because negative energy tells you to not do something. Because who do you think you are? But by you thinking you are that and actually doing it, those who love you and those who I suppose admire you and those who want to do the same things you're doing don't look at it and say, who do you think you are? They go, wow, I didn't know it was possible. And I'm not sitting there going, but if Candy can do it, I can do it. Candy, you show me that I can do it too.
Because I've got it within me.
Because I've got it within me because you did it. So you have to be brave enough to dream, believe, and create your own reality so that the rest of us can see that and go, you know, I used to sit with her in the studio. I remember when I first met her, she was this young girl. She came to the studio and, you know, she was just this chick who was going to the gym. And, she was, you know, and look at her now. And that look at her now is not to say I never believed that she could make it. This is a surprise to me. It's, I always knew she had something special. And by her respecting and being grateful enough for being, first of all, given the gift to do this, and the fact that there are people who made it possible for her to do it. Because really, without people like your father, your own father, even though he wasn't there with you growing up, you got to remember that he actually made it possible for you to do this. By you not achieving that, it's like, what was the point?
Precisely. Right?
And all these other young boys and girls, black, white, Indian, colored, who will see and feel something that is amazing from your success. You're denying them that.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, you know, when you surround yourself with good people and you surround yourself with people who are good for your spirit, like you and, you know, and my best friend and, you know, my family, it brings you so much joy because you just feel like, you know what, even if anyone else is against me, these are my people, you know, and I'm still going to go forward and do it.
And isn't it interesting that it's the people who don't know you that are like, you can't do this, stop it. I don't even want you to do it.
And the people periphery who, people.
Yeah, like they hardly know you. And the people that do know you are like, of course you can do it.
Duh. I've just been waiting for you to do it.
Yeah, you know. And sometimes you just believe those other people that, one, hardly know us, and two, don't love us.
Yes.
So I'm just saying, don't listen to those people.
I will not
see. It's harder. Yeah, I know it's harder. They've got loud voices.
Well, you know what? I've seen you go through things and overcome things. And I mean, you do it in a very public, on a very public platform, you know, which is difficult.
All my stuff is out there.
And it's incredibly difficult. Yet every time you come out of it and you survive and you thrive and you become better. You know, so if I look at your template of life, I'm like, okay, you know what? I can see.
Literally.
I can see and I can learn. There,
what was that? That guy. You can use that, by the way. When you're feeling that, you just look at my life and go, if that guy with his complications and all of his bullshit could do this, come on, girl. You're wasting our time, you know?
Precisely.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful for my life. I'm so grateful for
and
my
so
dad.
You should be. It's
and
been wonderful.
I'm grateful for you, I mean, you brought me into this, so this is amazing. I'm grateful for the song that just got sung for
me. We're going to play you another one from .com.
Yay!
He couldn't make it into the studio. He's got a day job, unfortunately. And, you know,
damn.
I could have gotten mad at him because we had planned to have him in the studio with us. But I think it's great that he wasn't. Things always happen for a good reason.
Yes.
And on his side, it wasn't like he just dumped us at the last moment.
He's got to make money.
He's got to have a day job in the meantime. And he's like one of those up and coming, and he's been up and coming for a while. But he's an amazing musician who one day the whole world will know about. But at the moment,
and he performed at your birthday, by the way, and he was absolutely unbelievable.
Unbelievable. The team was the great guest.
Oh, but he sang like just out of this world.
He was
a
songbird. He was amazing. I was very grateful for him to come here. And I really am grateful for all the people in my life who make all this possible. So, yeah, it's birthday month for
us Leos.
If you're a fellow Leo, by the way, just feel free to hit us up on our Twitter.
Please. And our Facebook.
At Candice Mama, at Demisha Masha, and our Facebook page.
It's hashtag the weekly mashup.
So that we can talk about it. If it's not your birthday, it's fine as well.
You can still speak to us.
If it is your birthday,
even better. Join the Leo train.
Join the conversation.
Yes.
I hope I don't get sick.
Ooh.
Okay, how about we play a .com song?
Let's please to play us out.
To play us out. Okay, we're almost ready to play out. But before we go out, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
Thanks.
Today, I want to wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I totally think you are amazing, and you're going to be even more amazing. You know, I just want to have a cottage. I always tell you this. I just need a cottage at the bottom of your mansion. That's all.
I think I can make it happen.
Can you make it happen? I don't need to live in the main house.
Just the cottage.
I don't have to be that light-skinned nigga. I can just be the one in the cottage. Okay.
It's perfect. I'll make it happen.
Yeah. Okay. That's how
Thanks,
we talk
Steve.
At the weekly mashup. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely Thursday and a great weekend. And anything else you want to say to the people before you go?
No, I just want to say thank you to everyone who keeps tuning in to us and making our dreams come true.
Okay. We love
Yay,
you, Mom.
Bye.
Cliff Central.
The revolution.
I've got something important to tell you.
CliffCentral.com.